280, a big improvement since the beginning of the season. Those were Carr's first two homers of the season. And then you go from the other side of the coast-to-coast, from east to west. The California native went opposite field with a two-run blast in the second inning, and that was Patrick Kegren. The Don also went 3-for-3 and brought in a season-high 4 RBIs and increased his batting average to .240. He struggled mightily to begin the year, just as Carr did, but it seems that both of these bats are starting to pick up the pace as we get into the middle portion of the season. SES Manatee Sarasota's Eli Thurman earned his first victory of the year last night. He went 5 innings, struck out 3, and let up 5 earned runs on 9 hits, but it was still enough to earn the W in West Virginia in a 16-6 victory, recording 16 hits with 8 of the 9 bats, recording a hit for Danville. So we'll see Isaiah Frost check in to start off tonight's game, and we have Sawyer Osborne on the bump for Danville. And he throws a high fastball. Osborne out of Surry County College in North Carolina. This will be his fifth start. And his last appearance was in relief versus Burlington. A strikeout, 2 innings pitched, a hit, and a walk. It's 2-0 to Frost. And Frost chops one over to second base. And that's right to Grant Stevenson. Over to first to Lanowitz in time, one away. 4-3 put out. And next up here is Ashton King, the lone man who hit a 2-run shot last night, went 1-for-4 with a run and an RBI, also did strike out twice. And a swing and a miss from King is down 1-0-1, excuse me. Defensive alignment for the Otterbots. From left to right, you got Magadan in left, Johnson Jr. in center, and Garcia Jr. in right. The 0-1 pitch, outside fastball, misses, and it evens the count. Patrick Keegan at third, Cam Murphy at short, Grant Stevenson at second base, and Corbin Lanowitz at first. And behind the plate for Danville is Socrates Bardatsas, playing in his third game, a recent acquisition to the Danville roster out of Ryder in the MEAC. 1-2 to King. Osborne fires, and he struck him out. Fastball inside. First strikeout of the night for Sawyer Osborne, and the Otterbots already have 2 outs. So here's Melendez, the catcher, batting 5th last night, went 1-for-4 with a strikeout versus Burlington. And a little cool side note for Melendez, too, as Osborne throws a fastball, misses on the outer edge. He is the brother of the Kansas City Royals catcher, R.J. Melendez. And Melendez did lead the minors with 41 home runs last year. And he's trying to still find that power in his swing in Kansas City. But here's a 2-0 count to Melendez. And a fastball also misses the outer edge, and quickly it's already 3-0 to the three-hole spot. And an off-speed pitch, and Melendez way out in front. Grounded to third and foul. Not by much, but now the count is full. So looking at Melendez, this is his 19th game. And has 17 hits on the year. Slow chopper to third base. A tough play here for Kegren. Barehand throw, and he's not going to throw it. So an infield single for Melendez. Had 1 hit last night, and he's 1-for-1 tonight. He will bring up the cleanup man, Jared Johnson. Johnson batted 4th last night, also went 1-for-4 with a strikeout. Osborne with a runner on first, and good scoop from Barstatsis. On a slider down and in at the ankles, it's 1-0. Burlington in first in the East, and Danville right behind them, three games out. Fastball outer edge is called a strike. Your umpires tonight, Andrew Thomas on the bases, and then Caleb Cador, or Catter, behind home plate. He was the umpire in the recent home game when Burlington took down Danville. A little chopper to second, and Grant Stevenson can't handle it. And that will go down as an E4 on Grant. Now, Grant has had a little bit of trouble around the bases, did have three errors in the Burlington series at third base, and now Desi Relaford decides to switch him over. So the score is going to rule that as an error. So an E4, and that will advance Melendez to second. So here's Roberto Pena. Batted seventh last night, went 1-for-2 with two walks. And he'll fly one to left field, carrying left center, Magadan underneath it, and makes the catch. And that will do it for the top half of the first inning. One hit, two left on, no runs, one error. Head to the bottom of the first, it's no score here in Danville. Johnson Jr., Lanowitz, and Grant Stevenson coming up to the plate for the Autobots. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You know about courage? I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're at the bottom of the first here in Danville. No score between the Otterbots and the Doughboys. If you're just tuning in, I'm Jim Furchman, bringing you Autobots baseball on the Autobots Radio Network. After Danville swept Bluefield last night in the second game, 16-6. And now we'll see the Autobots try to improve their winning streak to 3 and get closer to that first place spot, only three games behind the Burlington Sock Puppets. And here's R.J. Johnson Jr. pinch hit last night as he's ahead 2-0 on two fastballs outside from Nathan Hickman. Hickman coming in for his fifth start, did pitch on the 19th against Greenville, had four strikeouts, five innings pitched, three earned runs in his last appearance versus the Flyboys as Johnson fouls it off to the left side. 2-1, Johnson, and a fastball catches the zone, and now that evens the count at 2. RJ trying to stay alive here. Outside and lines one to left field over to Johnson. And Johnson to Johnson. Jared Johnson making the play. Chasing out to his right near the three-time all-conference selection in high school. He landed all three state honors as a sophomore and junior. And this past year with the Bulldogs, batted 228. Outside fastball, that misses. Good plate discipline from Corbin. And he works a 3-1 count. Through on pitch, and Lanowitz levitates one. Left field, Johnson moving in, and two down. We have an L7 and an F7, and here comes Grant Stevenson. And Stevenson also has started to found his rhythm. He's either hit or miss, but last night he was certainly a hit. Went 3-for-5, 3 runs, and also had a strikeout. He'll step up and face Hickman. Batting 350 on the year. And as far as games played, Bardatz is batting 444, and Savoy also played a game recently. Stevenson is the most consistent and efficient player on this roster when it comes to batting average. 21 hits and 60 ABs. 7 doubles, 6 RBIs, along with a homer this year. Stevenson sacks one to right, and that'll drop in front of Hugo. An opposite field single for Grant Stevenson, and the Autobots have their first hit of the night. And here is Socrates Bordatsis. Watch out for this guy as come into the zone immediately. Out of Rider University, batting 444, has 4 hits in 9 games. This is his 3rd game played. Has 3 RBIs and a home run. And a fastball at the knees for Hickman. It's 0-1. And Bordatsis led the team in batting average for the Broncos this year at 294. Head first slide, no problem for Grant, and a runner in scoring position for the Otterbots. That's Stevenson's 3rd stolen bag of the year. Melendez had the throw. He threw it all the way to his left. Therefore, it was a tough tag for King to do anything with it at short. 1-1 pitch. Bordatsis looks at a hanger and lets it go. And it catches the inside part of the plate. It's 1-2. Bordatsis has yet to go down swinging this season. Actually, check that. He's gone down swinging twice, has yet to walk. 1-2 pitch. Bordatsis down the third base line, and a diving catch made by Roberto Pena, laying out and easily saved a run. And the side is retired for the Otterbots with 1 hit, 1 left on, no errors. And we head into the top of the 2nd inning. No score. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
What is dedication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered to truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
as he was able to lay off a nice curveball. And a foul tip off the edge of the bat, and now it's 1-1. Ethan Payne. Not much has happened for him so far this season. Batting 150, this is only his seventh game played. He's 3-for-20, but does have six total bags. 2-1 pitch, Osborne, off speed. Evens the count at 2-2. So far, Payne this season has gone down seven times. 2-2 pitch from Osborne, and he punches out Payne looking. Second strikeout for Sawyer. Backwards K on Payne is eighth time going down this season. Here's Matt Maselli. Did not play last night, but two games ago went 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. The second baseman up and in, fastball. Sawyer trying to brush him off the plate. It's 1-0. Maselli out of Stony Brook University. Did play this year, and Maselli a gapper to the left center field. And that will drop in for a base hit in front of Johnson Jr. and Magadan. But Magadan picks it up, and it's the second hit for the Doughboys. And a runner on here for Logan Hugo. Didn't even get a chance to introduce Matt Maselli, but on the second pitch he looks at, or the second pitch he's faced, slaps one to left center field. Here's Logan Hugo. First pitch, outside fastball, good scoop from Bordatsis, trying to pick off Maselli, and a throw back over to Lanowitz, not in time. So Hugo, 11 hits and 52 at-bats, batting just over the Mendoza line at 2-12. Pickoff attempt goes off of the helmet of Maselli and past Lanowitz. Now go down as an E1. Already two errors for Danville, one from Stevenson, and now one from the pitcher, Osborne. So Maselli in scoring position. And errors have not really been nice to the Autobots so far this year. And now they have a runner in scoring position after a foul ball. No, that doesn't go off the glove of Bordatsis. And are they going to rule that a pass ball? Yes. So Bordatsis could handle it cleanly. And that'll even the count at 1-1. Hugo has gone down 12 times, 7 walks, has 6 ribbies on the year as well. And looking for another RBI opportunity with Maselli on third, the 1-1. Chop over to third and into the dugout. Almost a barehanded play by a Doughboy in the dugout. That was number 35 with his hands on it. Can't really make out who that was, but almost a nice defensive play in the dugout. 1-2. Osborne. Swing and a miss. Down goes Hugo. Off speed, and Sawyer with his third strikeout of the game, is second in the inning. Payne went down looking. Hugo goes down swinging. Here's Caleb Harmo. Marmo did not play last night. Batted ninth 2 games ago. Had the hat trick. 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. And a bunt attempt off of the bat. And Marmo down 0-1. Marmo this year batting 182. This is his 10th game he'll play today. 4 hits and 22 at-bats. Walter State, redshirt freshman, 5'11", 185, out of Johnson City, Tennessee. Maselli at third base, 0-1 count. Swing and a miss ahead of the changeup, and Marmo has to man up down 0-2. O2 pitch, Sawyer off the end of the bat to the left side, but foul. We'll do 0-2 again. That was Donovan Hill who retrieved the ball out of the dugout. The 0-2 pitch to Marmo, and down looking. Sawyer serves up his fourth strikeout to a Doughboy, and that'll end the top half of the second. With one hit, one left on, no errors. Heading into the bottom of the second, we are scoreless here in Danville. Ryan Carr, Henry Garcia Jr., and Patrick Kegren due up next to start the bottom of the second for the Otterbots. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And we head to the bottom of the second here in Danville. We are scoreless. Two hits for the Doughboys and one for the Otterbots after a single to right for Grant Stevenson. And here comes Ryan Carr. Has had a sudden resurgence after starting off the year miserably. Had two bombs last night. Six ribbies, went 3 for 3, has brought his batting average all the way back up to 279. And he'll face Hickman. Curveball outside, great pitch, outer edge. Called a strike by Kador. Carr out of New York University. And he did start off slow last year. And now he's starting to rapidly pick up the pace as we're a little over 20 games into the season. And he's down 0-2 after a fastball to the backstop. Carr laces one down the right side, and that will go foul. This is where Carr has to protect. Did strike out a lot to begin the year. Does have 12 strikeouts, but very patient at the plate, too. Has also drawn 14 walks. Hickman. Outside slider down away, and Carr lays off of it, 1-2. Carr did attend University of Notre Dame and played 14 games for the baseball team as well after he saws off another one to the backstop and remains 1-2. This past year, batted 288, 28 games played, 27 started, had a home run with 22 RBIs, and also is a menace on the base paths. Went 20 for 23 in that category. 1-2, breaking ball. Sawed off to second base, played by Maselli, and a 4-3 put out. And here comes Henry Garcia Jr. Didn't play last night. He's been seeing the 7th spot a lot, and now he's in the 6th spot in Relaford's lineup tonight. I think that's been his Achilles heel with runners on base. He's been grounding into a good amount of double plays. But he bats coming in at 271 on the year as he looks at a slider down away, 1-0. 11 RBIs, 9 walks, 2 doubles, and 2 triples. Can do a little bit of everything, and that slider catches his own as 1-1. Welcome Nathan Hickman, appeared in 16 games for ETSU, all out of the bullpen. And there's a little saw to the shallow right field. Hugo dives and can't make the catch. A base hit for Henry Garcia Jr. Both hits for the Autobots to right field. And here comes Patrick Kegren. Kegren, monster night for him last night. Him and Carr did dominate in Bluefield. Went 3-for-3. 2 runs, 4 RBIs, including a 2-run shot in the second inning, and also drew a walk. Starting to really see a different cloud for Kegren. The rain was all over it to begin the year, and he looks at a fastball all the way for strike one. Kegren, 240 on the year, 12 hits and 50 at-bats. Does have 9 RBIs on the year. Pick off a 10th. Garcia stays safe. Do have to keep a close eye on Garcia as well. He can definitely steal a bag if he wants to. Does have 4 of those. But also has been caught stealing 4 times. Slider nips the outer edge. Great pitch from Hickman. And Kegren down 0-2. Kegren gone down 24 times. That leads the team. Is he free swinging on 0-2? And he hits a fly ball deep right field, late on it, and foul. Thing with Kegren is he has good opposite field power. He did go Oppo Taco in the second last night. And we've seen plenty of sack flies. Likes to go the other way. Very confident one. Back door and Garcia safe at first. Oh, and 2 to Kegren. Another pickoff attempt. And Thomas rules Garcia safe again. Around the league right now, Kingsport on Bristol 4-2. We are scoreless in Greenville with Elizabethton. And there was a rain delay in Bristol earlier. But the show must go on. As a high fastball, as Kegren doesn't chase at it. And it's 1-2 now. The pitch. Pops one up. And that will go out of play. Kegren had to fight off that one up and in. And almost jammed him. Luckily didn't break his bat. All right, now Hickman already 31 pitches, 21 strikes. So throwing a lot of pitches over the zone, and Kegren fouls off another. The 6th pitch of this at-bat. Beautiful night here in Danville. Autobots trying to improve their winning streak to 3. Another pickoff attempt. Close there, and Garcia gets back for a 3rd time. It looks like manager Kevin Mahoney did read the scouting report. He's feast or famine. 4 stolen bases, also been caught stealing 4 times this year. Hickman looks back at first. Delivers the pitch. Kegren, right field, foul. And I will go over the head of Hugo, misread it. And here comes Garcia. He's rounding second, heading to third, and Fulton sending him. Garcia will score. An RBI 3-bagger for Patrick Kegren gives the Autobots a 1-0 lead. I didn't think that would have the distance to go over the head of Hugo, but Hugo took 2 steps in and misread the play completely. That's Kegren's first triple of the season and his 10th ribby of the year. That is the 3rd hit for Danville, and that both going Hugo's way. Hugo tried to make a defensive play on Garcia in the last AB. And now Garcia, the first run to cross home plate for the Autobots tonight, and it's 1-0 Danville. Garcia and Kegren were right on each other's tail. Garcia thought that may have been a routine F9, and Hugo just couldn't make the play. And here's Hayden Magadan up next. Well, it is, I've been told Madigan or Magadan, and it sounds better, Madigan. And I'm pretty sure Hayden was just messing with me last time when he told me how to say his name. So Hayden Magadan up to the dish in his 9th game. Check that. In his 10th game, well, but between both teams, was with Pulaski earlier to begin the year as he swings at a pitch and can't connect. He's down 0-1. This is his 3rd game with the Otterbots. Did play 8 with Pulaski, just batted over .207. He's 0-5 right now in Danville with the Otterbots. And that's down the third baseline and fair. Kegren will score easily. Madigan's thinking too. This will go all the way to the left field corner. Johnson retrieves it, and Madigan's trying to go for 3 and then halted at 2nd by Fulton, the third base coach. And it's an RBI double for Hayden Madigan. His first hit is an RBI two-bagger. Makes it 2-0 Danville. Madigan looked at a changeup, served it down the third base line, past the glove of Pena after Pena made a dazzling play to get out of the first inning after Barsactis lined one down the third base line, but Pena made a defensive play to end the inning, and Murphy swings the first pitch, chopper to King. King's got a hustle and fire, and Murphy is out, and that will keep Madigan at second base, and we're back to the top of the order for R.J. Johnson Jr. So a 6-3 put out for Murphy. Here's Johnson Jr. Outside fastball, looks away and misses. It's 1-0. Johnson Jr. lined out to left in his first plate appearance. And it's still a very dangerous hitter, batting over .300 on the year. 0-1, Johnson looking to bunt, and it is a beaut down the third baseline. No play from Pena. That's a sacrifice attempt, and will send Madigan to third. Oh, you couldn't place a better bunt off a curveball to the left side, and Johnson works out a bunt single. That is his 21st hit of the year, right behind Grant Stevenson, who now has 22. And here's Corbin Lanowitz up next. The 7th batter of the inning. Lanowitz looks at a curveball in the dirt, stopped by Melendez, and it's 1-0. Watch out, Johnson here can also take second base, and you got to keep an eye on Madigan at third. There goes Johnson, and Lanowitz latches one to left. Johnson will not move a step, and that will end the inning. So 2 cross home plate for the Otterbots off the RBI triple from Kegren, and then an RBI double from Madigan makes it 2-0 Danville. We're done through 2, heading to the top of the 3rd. Otterbots up 2-0 on the Doughboys. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps.
It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Oh, saws Frost and was late. And fouls it off 1-2. And Frost goes down swinging. Fifth strikeout through 10 batters for Sawyer Osborne, and he's starting to really catch a groove. Here's Ashton King, who started off the merry-go-round for Osborne, picked up this first strikeout of the game. Osborne already has a new season high in strikeouts, had three in his first two outings each. And a little ground ball over to third base. Keegren will fire over to first, and there's two down quickly. So King now 0-2. Jaden Melendez up next. One of the two hits for the Doughboys had a single, an infield single to third base. And then Maselli had the single in between left and center field. Melendez looks at a changeup at the knees. 0-1. So back to Osborne. Has five strikeouts already. Had three strikeouts in the first two outings. First one versus Bluefield, and then the second one at Greenville. And that one misses on a slider that looked like it may have niched the inside part of the plate. And it's 1-1. Melendez, outside fastball, lets that one go, but it called the strike, 1-2. Osborne looking for some recognition around the Appy League. The 1-2 pitch, Melendez fires down the right side and foul. Very late on that swing, but also good contact from the Doughboys catcher. Osborne, the 1-2 pitch, and he goes down swinging, and oh, it was a foul ball, and off of Socrates, and it looked like it hit him in a sensitive spot, and it may have hit him in the lower thigh, upper thigh. Regardless, that does not feel good in the catcher spot, and he's in a decent amount of pain. Check to see if may have looked like it hit him in the left upper thigh. That's going to sting for a bit, so just give him some time to breathe as Catter sweeps off the plate. It appeared Melendez went down in the dirt at a changeup, but just got enough to foul it off into the dirt. Melendez out of Cutler Bay, Florida. 19 years old, 5'9", 180. He's the 118th ranked prospect nationally and the 7th overall catcher, according to Perfect Game in 2021. And he'll get back into the batter's box. Osborne, the 1-2. And a pop-up right side. It's Stevenson underneath it, and an easy 4-3 putout will end the inning. And we go down as a P4, but that will end the top half of the third. It's 2-0 Danville, and we head into the bottom half of the third. 3-4-5 hitter Stevenson, Bardatzis, and Carr. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network. Danville up 2-0 on the Doughboys.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan.
And we're at the bottom of the third inning here in Danville. It's 2-0 Autobots. 5 hits for the Autobots and 2 for the Doughboys. And so far, Danville sitting comfortably. And here's Grant Stevenson, who had the first hit of the game with a single to right off of Hickman. And he remains in the game. Stevenson, fastball inside corner, called strike. Stevenson and his brother Luke not in the lineup tonight. They usually play together, but Grant getting the start. Grant lets that slider leave outside on the outer edge for a ball, and it's 1-1. Hickman again playing well as far as finding the zone, and that one just misses on a fastball outside, 2-1. And that one really didn't miss by much. 2-1 to Stevenson. And Stevenson lets that slider go. That was hitting the outer edge for a strike. And that evens up the count, 2-2. Stevenson, after that single, is average boosted up to 361. And Stevenson slams one down the left side. Pass. And Bardatzis pops one in the air. Straight away, center. Marmo runs in. And actually, no, that's going to be King. And makes the catch. It seemed Marmo had it underneath, and then that ball stayed in the infield, and King has a high P6 that will keep Stevenson at first base. So Carr battled in his last AB, but still grounded out to second after fouling off 3 fastballs. 2 home runs last night. Slider inside almost nips Carr in the batter's box, and it misses. It's 1-0. And Carr fouls off another one to the backstop. 2018. Almost a pickoff attempt there, and Stevenson safe at first. Stevenson has 3 stolen bags as he been caught stealing once so far this year. 2-1, and Carr pops one up and will go foul again. And we'll count that one to the backstop as well, since it goes directly behind us. And Carr put in the same predicament he was back in the second. Stevenson at first, one out in the inning, 2-0 Otterbots. Pickoff attempt, and Stevenson safe at first. Another pickoff attempt. Nothing there. That was really quick. Though Stevenson does have 3 stolen bags. Hickman looks like he's got 10 of them. And Stevenson will go. And Carr looks at strike 3. And Stevenson has stole second base. Are they going to rule Carr out? It looked like it was a strike. And no, it was a high fastball, a high slider that misses the zone, and that works up a full count. It looked like that was down the middle, and Carr let it go, and that's Stevenson's 4th stolen bag of the year. 3-2 count. Stevenson in scoring position. Carr had 6 ribbies last night, and Carr fouls off another one. Sia Jr. had a single to right off the diving attempt from Hugo, couldn't make the play. And Garcia swings at the first pitch below his knees on a slider, 0-1. Double play is in effect, and this is where Garcia can be costly. And Garcia grounds one to second. Maselli over to King, and a wide throw over to Payne, and Stevenson's caught in a pickle. And Stevenson will go back to third. No. And he will be tagged out by Pena. Quick throw over from Payne. So a 4-6-3-5-4 double play. And that will end the inning in a jiffy. So we head through the top of the fourth as the bottom of the third ends with 2 runners on, and Garcia beats out the throw, but however, it was a wide throw over from King. But Stevenson caught in between a rock and a hard place at third and home and is picked off. And we head to the top of the fourth. It's 2-0 Otterbots. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
Started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but home, everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
And we hit the top of the fourth inning. Jared Johnson will get his second attempt at Osborne after getting on an E4 back in the first. So he's 0-1. Osborne going down the first baseline, foul just in front of it. Lanowitz couldn't get there in time. Regardless, just foul. Otterbots 6 hits, Doughboys with 2 from Melendez and Maselli. And another strikeout for Osborne. He has been on fire on the bump, his 6th of the game. Here comes Roberto Pena. Pena flew out to left in the last inning. And a high fly ball cracked out to left field. Back goes run hit in this ballpark this season. and none from an Otterbot. First one from Alex McCoy of Elizabethton, and then Evan Applewick of Burlington, and now Roberto Pena of Johnson City has left the ballpark here at American Legion post 325 field. And now Osborne now works a 3-1 count on Payne. Pitch popped up and foul right behind the catcher, Bardatzis. Full count. Osborne, the pitch, and he got him swinging. The seventh strikeout of the game for Osborne through 3 2/3. He's been dominant despite letting up that home run to Roberto Pena in his last AB. And now he's got to deal with Matt Maselli, who singled to left back in the second. It's the second time Payne's gone down swinging. Well, first time he's gone swinging, and he went down looking in his first plate appearance. And a ball outside to Maselli, and now a strike. Word to the Stony Brook product. One pitch back to the backstop, and now 1-2. Osborne looking for strikeout number 8. Almost had it on a slider. Mario Fernandez had 8 strikeouts in the 9-0 loss last week. Slider down away, almost catches the zone on Maselli, and Maselli works a full count. Osborne, 56 pitches, 39 of them strikes. Payoff pitch to Maselli outside, and Maselli works the base on balls. Here's Logan Hugo up next. And you got Caleb Marmo on deck to round out the order for the second time for Johnson City. Fastball catches the zone on Hugo, and it's 0-1. Hugo went down swinging in the second. Went 0-3 with a strikeout last night, batting ninth versus Burlington. The 0-1, slider down away, and they're going to say he went. 0-2, slider in the dirt, and Hugo can't hold up. Sawyer Osborne trying to make a name for himself here in Danville. The pitch outside corner, and he got him. Down goes Hugo. 8 strikeouts in 4 innings for Sawyer Osborne, but he does let up a solo shot to Roberto Pena, his first of the season. It's 2-1 Otterbots heading into the bottom of the fourth. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
Care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
It's allowed 9 hits to Alyssa Beston. That was in his debut this season. Along with 7 earned runs to the River Riders. And Madigan looks at a pitch down away for a ball. Madigan, an RBI double that brought home Keegren from third back in the second inning. And another low and away fastball misses. And it looks like we may have some bullpen work coming in with William Westbrock going to the bullpen, running over to the left side of the field. And we may have some time to give Westbrock some time to warm up as we see the pitching coach, it appears, to go check out on Hickman. That's Ryan Mossman in his first year with Johnson City this year. Even though 7 hits have been allowed, it's still only a 1-run game. Yeah, Murphy on deck, who grounded out to short back in the second inning. Madigan ahead 2-0. As far as when it comes to pitching for Johnson City, most games played has been Esposito, Michael Esposito, the lefty. And a slider dabbles in on the inner part of the plate, and it's 2-1. Madigan was also another late acquisition. And looks at a fastball below the knees, good eye from the Shenandoah product here in Virginia. And it's 3-1. Keegren at first, the 3-1 pitch. Madigan down the third baseline again, diving stop from Pena. The long throw from first is in time. 2 stars to the hot corner for Roberto Pena, using the glove twice and the bat once this game. But Pena putting on the brakes against Madigan at first. And that's the first out of the fourth. Madigan knows how Bardotsis feels. Here's Cam Murphy. Murphy lays off a fastball, 1-0. Murphy started off the year really well, getting into a slump over the last 3 series, and now he's batting 277. And Murphy pops one up on the infield to first baseman. Payne runs in on it and secures out number 2. Murphy now 0-2. And back up to the top of the order for R.J. Johnson Jr., who's 1-2. Laid down a beautiful bunt just to advance Madigan to second in the previous at bat. That was back in the second inning. Johnson Jr., one of the top leaders in RBIs, and fishes at the slider at his ankles inside, 0-1. RBI leaders for the Autobots on the Appalachian State product, and Johnson has gone down swinging 15 times this season. The 0-2 from Hickman. And goes down swinging, but it's a pass ball. And Johnson will get to first easily. A drop third strike gets past the glove of Melendez. 3 sliders. And now you have runners on the corners with 2 outs for Corbin Lanowitz, who's flown out to left twice. And and that flyout was the final out in the second inning. So that's the first strikeout for Hickman, but Johnson still on first base, and here's Lanowitz. Slider, outside edge, back doors Lanowitz, 0-1. Lanowitz checks in with 7 RBIs in the year. High fastball away, and Melendez keeping Keegren at third and watching Johnson at first, and he can easily go for his second stolen bag of the game. He has 9 on the year, and that's tops. Top 10 in the Appy League. Johnson stays put. Slider again. Catches the outer edge. And it's 1-2. Lanowitz walks 9 times this season and struck out 11. Looking to get something in the outfield. Pickoff attempt. Johnson back at first. Safe. Kingsport unleashing on Bristol on the road 8-2. Bluefield ahead 2-0 on Burlington. And Elizabethan on the board 1-0 on Greenville in the bottom of the fourth. Fouled off the curveball back to the Autobots dugout. Remains 1-2. Likely are we seeing the end of the line for Hickman after this inning. We did see William Westbrook. 1-2 pitch. A little blooper to center field. Marmo will get under it and make the catch. So you have 1 hit, 2 left on, no errors. It's 2-1 Autobots at the end of 4, heading into the 5th. And the Autobots have a 1-run lead. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life. And it's closer than you think.
No bullpen activity in for Danville just yet. First pitch to Frost. Outside fastball misses for a ball. .812 here in American Legion Post 325 field in Danville, Virginia. It's 2-1 Otterbots over the Doughboys. Same pitch, same result. Fastball outside misses. It's 2-0. Osborne 6'2", 185 at Oakboro, North Carolina, a freshman from Surrey Community College. And a high fastball. Frost feasts on it, can't connect, and it's 2-1. This past season, a 4.08 ERA in 12 appearances. 2 games start with 3-5, but 2 saves. Led the team with 55 strikeouts. Outside fastball, and there goes Marmol on the tag from Murphy. Not in time, and Marmol has a stolen bag. And Marmol with that steal. Now has 3 stolen bags in the year. 3-1 on Frost. No outs in the inning. The pitch outside and high. And this will bring up Ashton King with two runners on and one of them in scoring position. See Quad Keller get up to the steps, keeping a close eye on Osborne. Seven hits for the Otterbots and four for the Doughboys. Inside fastball, King catches the corner. King, 1-for-2, strikeout, and a ground out the third. Marmol at second, and Frost at first. No outs in the inning. Breaking ball, and in between the hole to left. Magadan will fire it at home, and bases are loaded with no outs in the inning for Jaden Melendez. And King keyed on that fastball. Now, every single runner for Osborne, he's responsible for. No outs in the inning, and he's in a big-time jam with Jaden Melendez, who's 1-for-2. Had an infield single in the first and popped out to second in the third. So Marmol at third, Frost at second, and King at first. First pitch to Melendez on the knees and catches the corner. 0-1. Kador looking at that low strike zone. If it's even around the shins, it looks like he's giving leeway to the pitchers. 0-1. A chopper to short, looking for the 6-4-3 double play. Murphy over to second. And no, a fielder's choice. That scores Momo. And an RBI fielder's choice for Jaden Melendez, and we're tied at 2. Here's Jared Johnson up next. And here's Jared Johnson, who's 0-for-2, E4 and a strikeout. Frost at third, and a chopper over to first, fouled. Jared Johnson bats left, throws left, 6'190" out of Samoish, Washington, out of Brown, and it gets underneath the glove and wickets of Bardotsis, and Frost will score easily, and that will give the Doughboys a 3-2 lead. It's a wild pitch off for Osborne. And that will advance King to second base. I said that would give Melendez to second since King was out on the fielder's choice. So Melendez at second base. One out in the inning. And Johnson looking for an RBI opportunity. Pitch, fastball outside, misses, and the count has worked full, 3-2. Johnson, 4 RBIs on the year, 7 hits and 29 plate appearances. Johnson rips one over the first baseline, and here comes Melendez, and it gets underneath the glove of Garcia, and extra bases for Johnson. Will he go home? He will. The throw from Garcia, and it's going to be an inside the park home run for Jared Johnson, but it will go down as a big E9 on Henry Garcia Jr., and the Doughboys have put up 4 in the fifth to make it 5-2, JC. That's the fourth error for the Otterbots this game already. And that is the second time Johnson has got on an error on an E4 and now an E9. And here comes Roberto Pena, who already has a dinger in his last AB against Osborne. But that last run will go unearned against Osborne. And ball outside misses. 6 hits for the Doughboys and 7 for the Autobots. And they're down 5-2 quickly. Pena lays off with a fastball up and in. And now it's 2-0. Pena lays off, and actually, no, that would be ball 4. And Osborne getting gassed out here, and Relaford looks like he'll make a call to the bullpen. So 4 1/3. Relaford comes out to take the ball away from Osborne. Similar to exactly what Mario Fernandez did against Burlington. 8 strikeouts, 4 1/3, and did allow 5 runs. But it's been a tough outing. 5 earned, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, and a home run. And will this be Cooper Slayton taking the bump in relief? It looks like it is, number 33. Cooper Slayton. So he'll come in for relief in favor of Osborne. Started off well, and then the 5th inning was his enemy and completely turned this game around. So we'll take a quick break here as Slayton gets warmed up. It's 5-2 Doughboys with 1 out in the top of the 4th. You're listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
To plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished.
And we'll see Cooper Slayton check in relief for Sawyer Osborne. 3 earned runs, 5 runs allowed, 8 strikeouts on 6 hits. Slayton, here's the throw from Madigan. And Pena toasts at second. Let's check that. Bardotsis with the throw. And a gorgeous throw from behind the plate. Catches Pena at second base. Caught stealing second out of the inning. So 1-1 on Payne. Breaking ball. Slow breaking ball. Great pitch, great location. Down and in. 0-2. Pitch in the dirt, and it gets past Bordatsis. That's now 1-2. Slayton, this is his seventh game pitched, yet to start this season. 16 hits, 13 runs, 3 earned. 13 runs allowed, 3 earned. High fly ball, center field. Johnson Jr. going back. Gets underneath it, and that will end the inning. But the Doughboys put up 4 in the fifth. And have turned this game around. A 3-1 lead for JC makes it 5-2 Doughboys. And the bottom of the fifth coming up next for the Otterbots. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
High school diploma at age 28.
Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why's the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad...
Otterbots have some work to do, down by 3, and we'll have the 3-4-5 hitters, Stevenson, Bardatzis, and Carr. Going up against a new pitcher for Johnson City, it's David Utagawa, 6'3", right-hander. And a little fly ball, right center field, Hugo underneath it, one pitch, one out. Utagawa, 6'3", 220, 20 years old, out of Phoenix, Arizona. A sophomore at a Northwestern. This season, Utagawa. Check out what he's done. This is his fourth appearance. 5 1/3, 14 hits, 14 runs, 13 earned. Has allowed 2 home runs, 2 hit by pitches, 1 walk, 6, 2. So actually, no, they're going to rule that. It's 1-1. Utagawa the pitch. And Bardatzis back over to second base. Backhand play from Maselli. And over to Payne, no problem. 2 outs quickly for Utagawa. Here's Ryan Carr. 0-1 with a walk. And a ground out to second. Carr, outer edge, looks at it all the way for a strike. Udagawa, the 29th ranked prospect and number 5 ranked right-handed pitcher in Arizona, according to Perfect Game back in 2020. And he received his bilingual literacy diploma in high school. 0-2 pitch to Carr. Outside slider lays off of it, 1-2. Also misses. Wow. Both those pitches really close. And Carr has worked another full count. Udagawa, the payoff pitch to Carr. And he works another walk. Some momentum likely for the Autobots with Henry Garcia Jr. coming up next. 1-2. Single then scored in the second and hit into a 4-6 fielder's choice in the third. Garcia Jr. at a Southern University in Louisiana.
Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're...
You have to snide 0-2, strikeout looking and a strikeout swinging. Slayton looking to pick up another strikeout, if any. A single and scored in the fifth. Marmo transferred from Walter State Community College from Wake Forest after the 2021 season. And didn't appear in any games. Played 14 games for Ashboro in the Coastal Plains League in 2021, as well as one game for Johnson City. Doughboys have knotted up the Autobots with 7 hits apiece. Outside fastball doesn't get the call from Kador. It's 1-0. Marmo now 2-for-3 with that infield single. And a two-seamer outside misses the zone, 2-0. Slayton going to Central Alabama. And says Cooper on the roster, but he does also go by Ryan. 2-0 pitch, that will catch the strike zone. That's 2-1. Out of Alexander City, Alabama, freshman, 6'4", 220, 19 years of age. In the JUCO level, 2-1 pitch, that was a backdoor curveball, outside corner, gets the call, 2-2. Slate looking for his third strikeout of the season. He has faced 61 batters. And ball in the dirt. And back gets away. Bardatzis fires over to Murphy. And a stolen base for Marmo. Goes over to second. on the ball in the dirt. Marmol getting down and dirty today. That's his second stolen bag and his fourth of the season. Had two coming in as two today. 3-2 and fouled over to the left side. Contact made, but no dice. Frost has already gone down swinging in the third. Three and two pitch. Slayton delivers and fouled off to the left side again. Off the inside part of the bat, Frost fillets one. Foul. Marmol at second. 3-2 count. Slayton trying to get out of here unscathed. And he got him swinging. Third strikeout of the season for Ryan Slayton. And he gets out of the inning. One hit, no runs, no errors. And it's the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's 5-2 Doughboys. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
And talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating. Without a compass. Eyes waiting. Starting to wonder. Metamorphosis.
Philosopher you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And we head into the bottom of the sixth inning here in Danville. Autobots trying to get back in this game. They're down 5-2 after that four-run fifth inning for the Doughboys as Madigan pops one up and fouls one off the rooftops here at American Legion post 325 field, and the count is even at 1-1. Madigan tonight, RBI double and a ground out to third. A nice defensive play by Pena back in the last AB. And a slider catches Madigan out in front, 1-2. Udagawa looking for his first K. Madigan has gone down swinging for the third time this season in Danville. Murphy swings the first pitch. Slow chopper caught off by Pena. Fires over to first in time. Murphy swinging at the first pitch. Likely And he's 0 for 3. 6-3, P3, and a 5-3. Here's RJ Johnson up next. Got on base last time on a dropped third strike in the fourth. And a bunt single and a line out. Johnson, fastball outside, looks at it, 1-0. Johnson did have a home run this season with Appalachian State, and it was a bomb to right field. Breaking ball, and Johnson lays off of it, 1-1. Rule a strike by Kador. And Johnson looking at the two-seamer, whiffing at it. Read it, and then had some late movement at the end. It's 1-2. Udagawa, 21 pitches, 13 strikes. Two-seamer again. Johnson lays off of that outside fastball. Evens up the count at 2. 8:44 here in Danville, Virginia. 5-2 Doughboys over the Otterbots. 2-2 pitch. Johnson, breaking ball, feasts one to left. That ball's carrying. Johnson going back, and it goes over his head. No, he actually caught it. Oh, an incredible play by Johnson. Nonchalantly just made it over the shoulder grab. That'll end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Udagawa. Goes down the 8-9-1 hitters. And we head into the top of the seventh. It's 5-2 Doughboys. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
Yellow Light and the Ad Council.
Texting the song.
I'm just.
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're all busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines.
Another fastball, and that one nips the zone, 0-2. King looking all the way. We looked at this stat after the last Slayton strikeout. He has 3 strikeouts this season, 66 batters faced. And he still has a pretty good ERA as well. 0-2 to King. Slayton. And a foul ball. Good turnout here in Danville tonight. A beautiful night in Southern Virginia. 7 runs, 7 hits apiece, and 4 errors combined. 0-2 pitch, Slayton. And a fly ball, right field, Garcia Jr. towards the line and makes the catch. One down, here's Gina Melendez up next. And now King, 1-for-4, same stat line he had last night. Except he had a 2-run home run in the first inning. That was in that 2-1 win over Burlington last night that did the Otterbots a favor. And Burlington right now, they're tied with Bluefield 4-4 in the bottom of the fifth. Pulaski up on Princeton 5-3. And Kingsport absolutely bludgeoning Bristol 13-2 in the seventh. F9 on King. Melendez down 0-1. Outside corner. Rule the strike. Location for Slayton has been superb. And he's ahead 0-2. 19 strikes on 23 pitches. 0-2. Slayton breaking ball off the edge of the bat. Slow ground ball. Stevenson's got to charge it. It's an infield single. And it gets away, but Lanowitz can easily throw him out at second. Tough throw from Lanowitz on the scoop. And Murphy can't scoop it. It gets past Murphy. Third and was halted. So an infield single again for Melendez. That's the second infield single tonight for him. And now he's 3-for-4. In between a rock and a hard place, between the right side of the middle infield, between Slayton and Stevenson. And Melendez wins the battle. Eighth hit, and here's Jared Johnson. Johnson, 0-for-3. E9. Well, actually, no, he had a single with a to right on that E9 from Garcia Jr. back in the fifth. Double play is in effect. Actually, no, excuse me now, since Melendez at second base. That's not there. It's 1-0 to Johnson. Slayton looking back at Melendez. Outside fastball, two-seam action. Catches his own, 1-1. So that was another E4 on Stevenson. Fastball again. That just misses on the outer edge. 2-1. Burlington takes the lead in the bottom of the fifth, 5-4 of Bluefield. Breaking ball, slow breaking ball, outer edge. Nips the corner, 2-2. Slayton serving up great pitches, great location. Johnson already down swinging once tonight. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit well center field. Johnson going back at the trap before the track. He'll fire over the third. He's got a cannon and cut off by Murphy, 2 down. Johnson, though, that how about that? You had R.J. Johnson fly out to Jared Johnson last inning, and now Jared Johnson flying out to R.J. Johnson in this inning. Just works that well. Yeah, you return the favor. Here's Roberto Pena. 1-for-2. Walked, homered, and flew out. Breaking ball. Pena lays off of it inside. Good pitch by Slayton, too. It's 1-0. Pena at second after driving in Melendez on the RBI double off the very bottom of the right field wall. Outside fastball misses, evens up the count at 1. One pitch. Outside fastball misses again. One and one. Now 2-1. Payne with an RBI situation. With someone at second base. Outside fastball. Two-seam action. 2-2. Looking at Payne trying to get on base tonight. 0-for-3. Slayton looking for the hat trick. Back door, and it's in the dirt and grounded over to first. Good bare hand play by the first base coach. Now we'll have Bardotsis have a talk with Slayton. gone down 9 times this season in 23 at-bats, has 3 hits. Also does have a home run on the year as well. Two and two, two outs. Pena at second, Payne at the plate. Slayton the pitch, fouled off. And remains two and two. 6-2 Doughboys over the Danville Autobots just before 9 o'clock here in Southern Central Virginia. One of two games to start off your late June weekend. Slayton, the 2-2 again. Breaking ball punished to right field and territory. And that'll end the inning, but an RBI double off the bat of Roberto Pena. His second RBI of the game brings home Melendez from second, and an insurance run for Johnson City makes it 6-2 Doughboys. Heading into the bottom of the seventh, you are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
Make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you, a veteran you know, need support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov.
Guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire.
Johnson City won last night 2-1, and then in the first game versus Burlington got bamboozled and shut out 17-0. Here's the 0-2. Lanowitz goes down swinging and a pitch in the dirt. Second strike in relief for David Uragawa. One down, and here comes Grant Stevenson. Lanowitz now 0-4. Stevenson tonight, 2-for-3, 2 singles and a fly out to right. Grant looks at a fastball, 0-1. Best batting average on the team when it comes to games played. And lays off the slider, all wanted to hack at it and let it go, 1-1. .365 batting average in 17 games. Stevenson pops one up directly behind home plate. Melendez have space. No, it'll go out of play. Off the net. One and two with one out in the inning, and then you have Socrates Bordatsis on deck. Uragawa, the 1-2 pitch. Slider down away. Seen a lot of that tonight from Johnta City, working on that slider down away. They really want to make the batter look foolish on strike three. 2-2, Stevenson grounds one to the left side, and it goes foul. Stevenson, 19 strikeouts, 13 ribbies. Three doubles. That is his brother Luke. Grant Stevenson leads this team with seven doubles. 23 hits in 63 at-bats. 2-2. Stevenson looks at the slider, and it gets him looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Utagawa. Lanowitz swinging, and now Stevenson looking. And here's Socrates Bordatsis, who's 0-3. Side pitch misses. It's 1-0. And swerves in for a strike. Evens at the count. Bordatsis waiting on his pitch. 1-1. Bordatsis looks at another pitch. And that one doesn't catch the zone. And now it's 2-1. Bordatsis, another fastball. That one misses outside. 3-1. 9:03 here in Danville, Virginia. It's 6-2 Doughboys over the Danville Otterbots. Utagawa with a 3-1. Bordatsis off the edge of the bat, fouls it back to the backstop, evens up the count at 3-2. Utagawa looking to strike out the side just before the heart of the order. Last thing Bordatsis wants to do is go down 0-4. Payoff pitch, and Bordatsis blasts one dead center field. Marmo going back over the shoulder grab and makes the catch. That'll end the inning, a 1-2-3 inning for Utagawa. And we're done through seven. Heading into the top of the eighth, it's 6-2 Doughboys. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Maybe you're not sure how you'll make rent, or you lost your job. When you don't know where to turn, let 211 be your guiding light. Our guides are ready to connect you with the help you need.
211, how can I help you?
Call or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health.
And we hit the top of the eighth here in Danville, Virginia. The Doughboys up 6-2 on the Danville Otterbots. We do have a new pitcher coming in for Cooper Slayton. It's Jeffrey Pelato. And the first pitch from Maselli right over to left field. And Madigan makes the catch. One out, one pitch. And Logan Hugo up next. Quick F7. And Hugo, 0-3, two strikeouts and a ground out. Pelato gets the nerves out. First pitch hit hard, but right through the left fielder. And Pelato works out a strike on the knees, 0-1. Do know where he's going to school? He's going to St. Thomas in Florida, NAIA school. In the Sunshine State, ball gets down below the knees from Bardatzis and evens up the count at 1. You do have the 5-6-7 hitters leading off of the Autobots next inning. Carr, Garcia Jr., and Kegren. Fastball outer edge, good location from Pelato. And it's 1-2. Pelato also is playing against his former team, was with Johnson City to begin the year. And he's looking for his first strikeout in relief, and it's popped up on towards the infield in between Stevenson and Lanowitz, and Stevenson will make the catch, 2 down. A P4. And Caleb Marmota ran out the order for the fourth time tonight. Likely to see what Utagawa is going to do next inning and see if he is going to go the extra mile or will they go to a new arm. Marmol tonight, 2-for-3. Scored on a single and got over to third but didn't cross home plate back in the fifth. Excuse me, back in the sixth. Fifth, he did score. One and oh to the Johnson City center fielder. Inside, and that gets off the glove of Bardatzis, and now it's 2-0. Marmol this year batting 240. Checking in. Same average Patrick Kegren checked in.
With Mom, she said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dadication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story.
And we hit the bottom of the eighth here in Danville, Virginia. It's 6-2 Doughboys over the Danville Otterbots. Jim Fortune here giving you Otterbots baseball on the Otterbots radio network. And Utagawa remains on the bump for the Doughboys. And he's going to face Carr, Garcia Jr., and Kegren, 5-6-7 hitters for the Otterbots. 1-0, Carr That was off the second pitch. Utagawa's been monitored well, but he's thrown 40 pitches, 24 of them strikes. Also has three strikeouts and three innings in relief. Carr looks at a slider up and in for a ball, 2-1 for his strikeout total, 3-1. Carr popped out right side. Hugo moving underneath it, two hands for safety, makes the catch. P9, and here's Henry Garcia Jr., who is 1-for-3. Garcia dodges a slider way above his head and way above the umpire's head as well. That's going to be an eye-opener, possibly. 1-0 to Garcia. Utagawa, the pitch, breaking. He's trying to bring that batting average close to 250 and almost gets hit on the wrists, and a two-seam fastball misses him, not by much, and it's 2-0. Nine hits for the Doughboy, seven for the Otterbots. Back up the middle, diving grab, not there from Maselli. And it's the second single for Patrick Kegren. He's now 3-for-4 with two singles and a triple. So his average will climb close to 250 after really struggling to begin the year. And here's Hayden Madigan. Possible two-out rally coming here for the Otterbots. Eight hits, two runs, four errors. If you do the math, you get the runs times the errors equals the hits. Madigan pops one up to the first base side and out of play. 0-1. No windshield sound there. Madigan tonight, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Ground out the third and a strikeout. Went down swinging at a slider last AB. And Madigan pops one up, another one to the first base side. Does this have room? Payne underneath it. And that'll end the inning. One runner stranded on first base for the Otterbots. No hit, one hit, no runs, no errors. And we head to the top of the ninth. It's 6-2 Doughboys. You're listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into...
Fastball on the outer edge for a strike from Pulido, 0-2. When's the last time you saw a designated hitter lead off the game? 0-2, and he got him swinging. There's the hat trick for Isaiah Frost, and he's been ice cold tonight with the bat. He's gone down swinging for the third time tonight. And now he's 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts and a ground out. And Paleto, he's got his first strikeout in relief. And here comes Ashton King. Struck out, ground out, single, and fly out. 1 for 4. We'll get one more at bat tonight. Was 5-2 and then made it 6-2. High fastball, misses upstairs. 2-0. Around the league, Kingsport has the bases loaded with two outs against Bristol. They're up 16-3. Burlington up 7-4 on Bluefield, and Pulaski up on Princeton 5-4. As a fastball swung on and missed from Ashton King, it's 2-1. And Greenville up on Elizabethton. Man, Elizabethton has been on a rough patch over the last week and a half. They're down 9-1 to the Flyboys. 2-1. Fastball outside gets away from Bardotsis, and it's 3-1. Paleto checks in 4.35 ERA, 1 1/3 right now with a strikeout. 16 pitches and 9 strikes. Again, was with Johnson City to begin the season. He's been tossed around like a hot potato. 3-1 and goes down low. So King works out a walk and he'll remain 1 for 4. Here's Jaden Melendez. Now, for those of you just tuning in, Jaden Melendez tonight, he's got a single, pop out, a fielder's choice, and a single along the E4, so he's 2-4-4. But the cool thing about this is that he is at FIU, a freshman, same college as Dante Girardi, who was here the previous home series with the Burlington Sock Puppets. As he looks at a ball inside. Fastball right over the heart of the plate. And Melendez lets it go by. Jaden is the brother of MJ Melendez, who is currently with the Kansas City Royals. So, good family blood in this ball game in the past 2 weeks. And away misses, and it's 2-1. Also played for the San Francisco Giants scout team. Puts the count up at full, 3-2. Paleta already has one strikeout to get Frost, and it goes down in the dirt, scooped by Bardotsis, and it's first and second for Johnson, back-to-back walks for Paleta. Johnson, E4, E9, strikeout, and a flyout. Bardotsis giving some leeway on the mound to Paleto, trying to work out any stress he's got right now. As the Otterbots, they got the 9-1-2 hitters coming up to begin the bottom of the ninth. Murphy, Johnson Jr., and Lanowitz. Double play is in effect. And it's grounded over to first. Looks over to second, high throw, and Murphy steps on the bag, and it was King who overran second, but he was out anyway on the force. So a fielder's choice on Johnson, and here's Roberto Pena, the heavy bat tonight for the Doughboys. He's got 2 RBIs, a double, and a homer. His first homer of the night. His first homer of the game of the season as well. Check that. So a 3-6 fielder's choice on Johnson. And Melendez out at first. Melendez out at second, excuse me. So 2 outs in the inning, runners on the corners for Pena. Yeah, King at third and Johnson at first. Grounded over to third base, keyed by Kegren, and that'll end the inning. Two left on for the Doughboys. No runs scored, however, one hit, and we head into the bottom of the ninth. Do the Autobots have a rally in them? And they're down 4-6-2. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network. 9-1-2 batters coming up.
The side of the saloon. Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad text.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved one.
And another ground out. First ground out to short, other one to third. He's made contact. Outside fastball again, 2-0. As Murphy works a walk, and the Autobots are in business. Here comes RJ Johnson, lefty on lefty. Remember, he faced off against Blake Wood of Bristol off a left-handed batter and blasted one over the Danville Toyota sign off the top right center field wall. So he can definitely do something. He looks at a fastball inside near his chin. Has to get out of the way, and it's 1-0 to Johnson. Johnson, 1-0. And that catches the zone, 1-1. Good pitch from Esposito. Appalachian State versus South Carolina. 1-1. And that one catches also. 1 and 2. Good fastball location from the Port Washington native. One, two. Johnson goes down swinging and actually hit the umpire right in the knee. So Cador, a little shaken up. Johnson goes down swinging. But Cador is feeling that one. One down. However, Murphy advances to second. And here's Corbin Lanowitz. It's the second time Johnson's gone down swinging. He almost got on first again on another drop third strike. Had a drop third strike in the fourth. And now he's 1 for 5. So Lanowitz trying to get out of an 0-for-5 slump tonight. Let's check that. He's 1-for-4. 0-for-4. 2-3 flyouts and a strikeout. So Murphy on second, one out in the inning. Autobots down by 4. Lefty on lefty matchup. Lanowitz, the first time he's seeing a lefty tonight. And first pitch is a fastball. Center cut, 0-1. Lanowitz looking for a hit. Lanowitz chases at a ball down and in. Good fastball movement, and it's 0-2. Esposito clocking clearly close to 92, 93 miles an hour. This is Esposito's 8th appearance this season. Off-speed pitch misses outside, and it's 1-2. Checks in with a 1.26 whip. And saws off. Did he break the bat? Yes, he did. Tosses that bat back. Now you have to get a new piece of lumber. Esposito with a 1.42 ERA checking into tonight. 6 1/3, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 5 walks, 13 strikeouts. He's faced 21 batters coming into tonight, but now he's facing his 24th. The 1-2, Lanowitz goes down looking. And Bordats is on deck. He is a switch hitter, so he's batting right-handed if he gets a shot at Esposito. Stevenson swings the first pitch directly to the backstop, 0-1. You see the fans start to pile up towards the exits. Tomorrow's another day, and they'll be facing Johnson City again, same time tomorrow on Sunday at 7 o'clock. Fastball outside, 1-1. One and one to Stevenson, and he saws one off back to the dugout, back to the backstop again, and now it's 1-2. Two foul balls, and now the Autobots are down to their final strike. Esposito struck out Johnson, struck out Lanowitz. Is Stevenson the next victim? Esposito fires, and he struck him out. And the Doughboys win the opener in this home series by a score of 6-2. David Aragawa will pick up the victory, and Sawyer Osborne will pick up the loss. 9 hits for the Doughboys, 8 for the Otterbots, and 5 combined errors, 4 from Danville. Let's see if the Otterbots had it going in the second, and then since then, absolutely scoreless. Doughboys came in to hit. Win in the hit column, win in the run column, and took care of the baseball around the diamond. Strikes out the side after. Let's go down what happened over the course of this game, and it went rather quickly. Not even here before 10 o'clock, and this game ends a little after 2.5 hours of baseball. So start off, Patrick Kiegren hit a triple on a fly ball to right field that scored Henry Garcia back in the second. And then next batter, Hayden Manigan, doubled on a line drive to left fielder Jared Johnson that scored Kiegren from third. And then the fourth, Roberto Pena woke up the bats for the Doughboys with a homer to left center field. Then Melendez grounded out into a fielder's choice that scored Marmo from third that tied the game up at 2. A wild pitch from Osborne brought home Frost from third to give the Doughboys a 3-2 lead. Then Johnson with an RBI double to bring home Melendez also in the fifth inning to make it 5-2. And then a fielding error from Henry Garcia that brought home Johnson all the way around on the AB after the ball was fielded from Johnson, went underneath his glove, went all the way to the warning track, and Johnson scored all the way home from there. Not an inside-the-park home run, though. And then he hit the top of the seventh, and then the Doughboys kept piling it on from there. But Doughboys will be back here tomorrow for a 7-inning ball game on Sunday. So it's a 5 o'clock game tomorrow on Sunday, only a 7-inning game. The Otterbots won last Sunday over the Burlington Sock Puppets by a score of 3-1, winning 2 of the 3 games in that series after Burlington only lost one game in between that span, and then the Otterbots won 2 of the 3 in that series here in Danville. So that will do it here from Virginia. It's 6-2 final. The Doughboys beat the Otterbots in Game 1 of this weekend series. Before we go around the league, Kingsport 17-5 over Bristol. Pulaski up 6-4 on Princeton in the eighth. Berlin Greenville up on Elizabethton 9-1. So we'll see you tomorrow here on Sunday at 5 o'clock for the final game of this home series against the Johnson City Doughboys. Your final 6-2 Doughboys win on this Saturday game. A special thank you to General Manager Austin Scher, Assistant General Manager Jacob Lemanowitz, PA Announcer Jay Stevens, and Stringer Zach Malazar. I'm Jim Furchensing. So long and farewell from Danville, Virginia. We'll be back here tomorrow for the 5 o'clock Sunday game. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow night.